next guests in to talk about a very impressive speaker lineup for the Do More Good Conference. Mark your calendar for the 10th of October as my next guests are prepared, well, to offer, practical advice to do more good. Just love that phrase itself. Appreciate you in the house to discuss. You founded this Do More Good. Appreciate you, Bill McKendry, doing great things in our own backyard. Hi, Bill.
Hello. Good morning.
You are in the house as the executive director doing your thing, Katie Appold. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. Both of you with great history in our own backyard. And here we are with an inaugural national nonprofit marketing and fundraising conference that draws top industry professionals. What's your big intent here, Katie?
We want to see nonprofits leverage marketing and branding to further their purpose. We see a lot of things happening with fundraising. We want them to have a bigger perspective. We want them to grow awareness so that these causes are capturing the attention they deserve.
Bring me back to the finding of this, Bill.
Yeah, what anybody that knows me and knows me in this area knows that I used to work at Hain & McKendry. I was one of the founders of Hain & McKendry. 50% of our work was with nonprofit organizations. In 1999, I won an award from the American Advertising Federation as the person doing the best cause work in the country. I had to go to New York City and accept an award. And they asked me to start speaking. And that's where I created the phrase, do more good, at that time. And as I went around the country, one of the things that I began to really understand and why the purpose for this conference and why we set up Do More Good as a nonprofit organization itself is because while Hain & McKendry could help maybe, you know, the top 10% or top 20% of nonprofit organizations who happen to have budgets and can hire agencies, I found that there's just a great need about communications around the, you know, among nonprofits that are even below that. And so thinking about how to educate them, and as I spoke around the country, I've spoken at over 200 places around the country with different nonprofits and their organizations and saying, you know, there's just a great need. Well, you know, that they don't really, while they think about a lot of things, as a nonprofit organization, they don't really respect necessarily or even understand the role of marketing and how it can make a huge difference to their cause. That's why I created the phrase of the whole idea of saying, you're already doing good. Could you do more good? Mm-hmm. And how would you do that? By telling people and making people aware of what you're doing. We talk about in many of the conferences that I give that you know, the five words I hate the most are, we're the best kept secret. And it's usually I usually hear those five words within an hour of a meeting with any nonprofit organization.
Wow. The event then, shall we say, Katie, those to be included would be your nonprofit audience?
Absolutely. We're looking to target decision makers, executive directors, development professionals, marketing professionals who work within nonprofits. We also want it to be open to board members, though. We realize a lot of these smaller organizations have working boards, and they need some inspiration and possibly direction on how to grow awareness for what they're doing.
How will the 10th work? What are we in store for on this day-long enterprise?
You are in store for an all-star lineup. So we are going to begin at 9 a.m. with Bill High. He's a nationally renowned speaker. He actually was named one of the top 25 philanthropic speakers in the nation. So he is just amazing. He's the leader of the Signatory. He was formerly with National Christian Foundation. He also owns iDonate.com. From there, I'm trying to remember the order, but we go one right after another from speakers from around the nation who are thought leaders in marketing, fundraising, or communications. We have Melissa Randall coming from Lean Labs. She did a study on the top nonprofits who have mastered their digital approach, and she's going to be bringing us that information.
We have a pretty special keynote speaker, Bill.
Yeah, we have Jimmy Smith coming in from Amusement Park, and anybody that's followed this guy's career, he's actually was voted by Ad Age magazine as one of the most influential African Americans in the entire country in our industry. He's world-renowned in his work. There are many professional athletes like LeBron James and Steph Curry that won't do a commercial without this guy. He's like one of the key people in the Nike brand and one of the key people in the Gatorade brand, but he also has a heart for nonprofits. He has a heart for doing good. What's really interesting about Jimmy is not only is he world famous and runs an incredible agency now in Los Angeles called Amusement Park, he's also originally from Muskegon, and I graduated with him at Mona Shores High School.
Oh, my goodness. How fun is that? A few years ago. Bill, will you be sharing some comments at the conference?
Yeah, I'll also be speaking. I'm one of the speakers. I tried to back out of it and not be a part of it, but there's a lot of people who enjoy my content and wanted me to speak. But really, when we started inviting people to this event, I had in my mind about 7 people that would make great keynote speakers over the years, right? Mm-hmm. So we sent out invitations to 7 of them. 5 of them are coming this year. And so I'm kind of worried in year 2, we're going to have a hard time outdoing year 1.
Actually, in making those invitations, we also lined up 2 incredible speakers for year 2 for 2020, which we'll be announcing at this year's conference.
It is the Do More Good Conference. It's a nonprofit conference. Again, looking at your date of October 10th, 8:30 to 5, certainly an on-site happy hour to follow. This held at New Vintage, which is a great venue itself. What other highlights do you want to share, Bill?
Well, I think it's important for people to note that, I mean, these are high-powered people. We have a person coming in who runs a $3 billion foundation, right? We have world leaders from former executive vice president of Leo Burnett Worldwide, Jimmy Smith, who's, again, very influential. We have Jay Wilkinson, who, is just, runs a nonprofit hub out of Nebraska. He serves 14,000 nonprofit organizations with what he's been doing, right? All these people are coming in on their dime, and they're not charging a speaker's fee to help us keep the costs low so that people can come and really get a phenomenal amount of information that I would pay, $700, $800, $900 to see these people speak. And so the fact that people can see them right here for $125 is just incredible.
Very affordable. Katie, tell me about registration opportunity here.
Sure. If you go to domoregood.org/events, you can sign up. Like you mentioned, it's $125, full-day conference, includes lunch, morning refreshments. We're going to take care of you the whole day, plus some amazing giveaways, swag bag. When you look at the cost of what most nonprofit conferences are, you're looking around $400 to $600 for a full day. This is an incredible value. I can't encourage nonprofits enough to take advantage.
I think the parking's free, too.
The parking is free.
What do think about that here in West Michigan? Your final word, Bill McHenry, founder of Do More Good. What's your final word for us?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any take-home messages?
I would just, again, I can't emphasize enough how special of an event this is. Mm-hmm. I've been working and thinking about this for over 20 years, not only is it special, but it's special to us that it's being hosted right here in West Michigan, and we hope this thing just grows year after year after year and becomes just something really positive, not only for nonprofit organizations, but for the area.
Great. Thanks to you, Bill and Katie, on behalf of Do More Good on October 10th, domoregood.org. Enjoy your day.